This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you 4 free 5G phones and 4 lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
9:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris on vacation. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, color commentator for the Maryland Terps. He is Chris Nocke. What's going on, Coach?
What's going on, Rob? How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Doing well. The Terps, big win last time out. Derek Queen loves playing, obviously, in front of NBA scouts because he got the message and he just went absolutely bananas against Rutgers.
I mean, yeah, you kind of have to go to the Wayback Machine, Rob, to kind of figure out a performance quite like that. It was all-encompassing. He was a force on both ends. The passing was just unbelievable. He was credited with 5 assists, could have had more. I don't know what else he could have done. It's funny, too. He did a bulk of the 29 and 15 in about a 15 or 16-minute stretch of the game. There was a stretch early in the second half where he really didn't do much for 7 or 8 minutes. But then when he got it going, it was just crazy, the stuff he was able to do.
Hey, Chris, when you go to an exotic place like Omaha, I mean, do you just stay a little extra time there just so you can see all the sights, or how's that work?
Hey, well, technically, we're in Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Omaha, but the Twin Cities, right? The Twin Cities of Nebraska.
That's the only two I know.
it was 12 below last night.
Oh.
And it was one of those things where you got off the plane and, you know, this is when you charter, and these are first world problems, right? You're not walking. You actually walk down the stairway, right, into the great outdoors. And walking off yesterday afternoon into the Nebraska afternoon, the wind was blowing, it was howling, it was 9 when we got here, and it was take your breath away cold, but it's a great opportunity tonight. I love this venue to play in. They do it right. It'll be slammed tonight. Every seat will be sold. So it's one of those games you really look forward to.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to it as well. I told Jeremy also, you college students, you get up there, you look for other bored kids. Have some fun with the kids in Nebraska. Here with Chris. That laugh tells it all. Here with Chris Nocke, for color commentator for the Maryland Terps. Go, Chris, you look at this team, this Nebraska team, and it's a really weird year in the Big Ten. They're 6-7. But if you look at their record, it kind of is deceiving on how they played. They lost some tight games. They lost to the Maryland Terps a little bit earlier by 3. They lost a very competitive game to USC. This is not one of those games you can sleep on, especially on the road.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we've seen the struggles on the road and, you know, closing out games, winning games on the road. It's just a different animal entirely. We struggled to close these guys out at home. We were up 10 or 11 points inside the last 4 minutes, and they would not go away. you know, Fred Hoiberg does a really great job with his team. They're really good defensively. I think that's they're very underrated on that side of the floor. And they've got a, you know, a conference level player in Bryce Williams, who's you know, a big guard in the backcourt that you got to deal with. So this will be tough. I mean, these guys, they're good at home. They've won three in a row. And they're feeling pretty good about themselves. Their big guy it hurt himself in the last couple minutes in their last win against Ohio State, and he's out. But, I mean, for the most part, this is it's a good basketball team.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, these road games and seeing Maryland. In the beginning of the year, we were saying, man, they can't win on the road. And then they go on a road trip and steal one and then win another big one in a close fashion. How do you feel? I mean, they're going to have to stack some of these road wins if they want to get the type of seed they want in March Madness, right?
Yeah, you would think so. And yet, you know, I think you're seeing across the board, Jeremy, where, you know, it's tough to win on the road anywhere. I mean, St. John's loses at Villanova last night. I mean, it's just there are examples of it all over the place. So maybe those things cancel each other out. I'm not sure. But you do have an opportunity on the other side of this. You know, the schedule breaks a little bit for you. You get three straight home games. You know, to build some momentum into the last couple of weeks of the regular season. So, you know, it's not do or die, obviously, tonight, but it would be a really nice win. And as you said, resume builder, given Nebraska's, you know, where Nebraska is in the computer and the fact that simple fact it's an away game.
Yeah, the away game, and again, the Big Ten away games aren't that great. Here with Chris Knocke. Coach, Reese is a guy, I've always said, if you can find a way to get both of your big men going at the same time, then the Terps could be almost unstoppable in the NCAA tournament type of setting. But sometimes there's a little bit of inconsistency with Julian Reese. Is it the offense, or is it just him finding his way on games where Derek Queen is so dominant?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to disagree with you there. I think he has had, up until the last game, he has had a great Big Ten season.
Okay.
The regular season. He's been fantastic. You can look it up. Statistically, he has been dominant. You know, double-double after double-double. He's been very good. One of the reasons he's been really good, Rob, is that he has been, up until the last game, he's been able to stay out of foul trouble, which had been a problem for him in his first couple of years, you know, very foul-prone. He got two really quickly the other day against Rutgers, got another one early in the second half, so it just took him completely out of the game.
Right.
Now, I will. One of the things I wonder is, and I guess this is the next logical question: did Derek Queen go off because of the scouts in the building? Did he go off because Julian was nowhere in the paint, you know, and there was more space? Is it a combination of those things, or maybe it was just Derek's time? I don't know. But I agree with you. If they get those guys going together, they're unstoppable.
And I was being more of a prisoner of the moment, speaking specifically of the last game. You're right. Overall, he has had a really good season.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, and I'm happy for him too. He deserves it. He stuck around. I was thinking about this earlier this morning. You know, he'll have senior night coming up here when the last game Terps play Northwestern, the last game of the season. He might be the last of a dying breed, the last of the four-year player.
Hey, Chris,
I mean, when do you think you'll ever see that again?
Yeah.
I mean, this has been a fun season, especially watching guys like Derek Queen and, as Rob's pointed out, with Juju and seeing the way the backcourt's kind of come together. It's been impressive. Would you say, though, like we were talking about road wins, but holding serve at home, I mean, you've got a couple of games coming up against different styles, I believe, when you look at like Iowa, Michigan State's going to be coming up. Who's the best team you've seen so far in the Big Ten?
Best team I've seen when they're playing great, and I haven't seen them up close yet. I thought Michigan was the best team I'd seen. Now they're not in first place, and they just narrowly beat Purdue, but they play two big guys just like the Terps do. I mean, that'll be two very similar teams going after each other when we go to Ann Arbor. Michigan State was really good, but the schedule favored them a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, very front loaded. So, you know what? I'll let you know. We've played 12, 13 out of 20, and still got some meat left on that bone. I'll let you know at the end of the year.
Sounds good.
Yeah, there he is, Chris Knocke. Coach, bring home the win tonight.
All right, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
When he said he arrived and it was 9, he didn't mean PM. It was 9 degrees. That's what it was. He said we got here and it was 9. Not 9 p.m. Good God. You feel that chill in your bones.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I always feel comfortable getting him on game. Somebody asked me, why do you get him on the day of the game? Isn't he traveling? No. It's required that they're there 24 hours before tip-off.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there last night.
Yeah.
He had a good night's sleep. You get him on the show today.
Chris is so good, man. Like, I could talk to him every day.
You know, he told me he don't want to talk to you every
day. Well, that's what he said to me, too. Yeah. So he told me to stop texting him.
Exactly. Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn at 9:30. But on the other side, reaction to ESPN's current title odds of the NBA. Things have changed a little bit.
Is Rashawn calling in now with his NBA question?
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, Jeremy, I don't have baseball. Saturday, May 3rd, Kendrick in Charlotte.
You going?
Is the Pope Catholic?
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. I just found out. So, we're seeing the Lumineers in Ireland in the end of May. And we just got Lumineers tickets here, and they were like, "You, that's one of your favorite bands, isn't it?" Yes. So we're going to see them here at Northwest Stadium, too.
Well, I tell you what you'll never see again.
What?
Luka in a Dallas Maverick uniform.
I know that. Shut up, man. Just pissing my Cheerios.
How have the odds changed for those two teams since the Luka trade?
Well, let me tell you. Right now, the Lakers are 16-1 and have basically the 6th best odds of making it to the championship and winning. The Dallas Mavericks, where are you guys? They have the 10th best odds in all of basketball, and they currently sit at 40-1. And when I say 10th best odds, that means they don't have a chance. Because this is a very top-heavy league, and the weird thing is, as you look up top, there's only one Western Conference team in the top four for odds to win. They've got the Knicks at 13-1. The Cavs are about 7.5-1, so let's just say 8-1. Oklahoma City Thunder, plus 230, so that's just above 2-1. And the same thing with the Celtics, plus 220. So they are a very, very small favorite over the Thunder. Ironically, I think you see two out of those top four teams meet up. The Celtics have kind of disappointed me this year in some games. You're watching games where they're playing inferior opponents and they should win by double digits, and they're losing outright as double digit favorites. And I can't explain what goes on with them, but sometimes it's just weird. I do think the Thunder, I think this is their year. They're on the come. So, like, this is a team that now they got Chet Holmgren back, lots of talent there. I think this is a situation where you're going to see the Thunder make it to the finals.
Like the cupcakes?
No, not, say, that,
not
that.
Not see, like that.
See, you're good.
Do not come.
I'm going to come. Do not come.
I'm just checking with you, man, because, you know, sometimes you go.
I told Ed my dad had a T-shirt that said, "I scream when I see O-M-E," and he wore it to my Little League games.
What a father. What a father.
Yes.
So,
or two squirrels having sex and it says busting a nut on it. It's like, hey, that's my dad. Great.
So here's the current NBA power index title chances percentages. All right.
Mm-hmm.
OKC 50.3.
Mm.
Cavaliers jump all the way down to 23.5. They're second. Celtics 9.7.
Really?
Lakers 4.0, Nuggets 3.1.
Yeah, so let me list this in order of what the odds are. This is the favorites on down. Celtics, Thunder, Cavs, Knicks. All four of those should be there, in my opinion. This Knicks team's really good, and now they're getting healthy. Denver Nuggets, again, it's Jokic. We know what he's capable of doing. If they can stay healthy and eventually stop opposing guards, they could make another run. And they're a bad matchup for the Thunder. But I also think the Nuggets are a bad matchup, or the Thunder are a bad matchup for the Nuggets because they don't have an answer for SGA. And then you start looking at it, then it goes Lakers, Warriors, Clippers, Bucks, Grizzlies. I'm telling you, that's where I would cut off the line of where this champion goes. I mean, the Mavericks are next. Well, the Rockets are really good too, but they haven't done it yet. And I think I need to see them. They're that team like the Thunder last year, getting the postseason. Like, I really like this team. and then you run into a buzzsaw, the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka goes off in that series. Or they ran into P.J. Washington and hit 8 threes in a game, and it in a deciding game that really kind of blew it up for him. I think the Rockets are the team that get in, get bounced in the first or second round, right. And then next year you're seeing them put together, and they're making that run like the Thunder did. The Rockets are a really good team.
They are a really good basketball team. Did they do anything that they needed to do before the trade deadline?
No, not really. They kind of had their situation set. You got a young, I'll call him Nikola Jokic light, Alperen Sengun. He fills up the stat sheet. And then when you start looking at it, the marquee player right now, whereas everybody wanted to look at Fred VanVleet and all these other guys, it's Amen Thompson. If you have not seen this kid play, as I just wrote up in my article for my subscribers, Amen Thompson is like Giannis light with better court vision and a jump shot. So I'm not telling you he's better than Giannis, because what Giannis does, he does unbelievably well. But this kid is just fantastic, playing like 40 minutes a night. If you haven't seen him play, you should check him out.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
The Rockets Warriors this evening.
Yeah. What's that, a late 10 o'clock game?
You're probably staying up. Yeah, because this is the last night before the All-Star break. The festivities start tomorrow. With all the goofiness, and then the new format of the All-Star game this weekend, which I'm interested to see how this actually looks. Because now they've broken it down to where there's going to be four teams, including the Rising Stars team, the winner of that game, and then three other All-Star teams that have eight players on it. So
it's actually 8 p.m. It must be from Houston then. Okay. Is it in Houston?
Yeah, it's okay. In Houston.
All right, so yeah. We'll
I mean, that's
Maryland.
8 o'clock, not that bad, but Maryland comes on too. So if you're staying up late and channel flipping, that's what I'd be watching.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you have can I have a squirrel moment?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use ChapStick?
Yeah.
You use ChapStick, Joe?
I do.
How many do you go through per winter?
I go through a lot because I accidentally leave them in my pocket.
I was about
and
to
then
say.
The dryer melts them into all of my clothes, and my wife gets mad.
Yep. Most of mine do that, but sometimes I just randomly lose. Like, I had one this morning, and I don't know where
it
is.
When you get ChapStick that you don't like, and it's all you have, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants that damn cherry ChapStick. Get rid of that. No, I don't want to need my lips turning bright red.
I don't get that.
What?
I don't get those.
I'm saying, like,
flavored, or that doesn't happen to you?
I'm just saying, I don't get flavored ChapStick.
Like the mint, I got like a mint one before. Yeah.
No, I get Carmex.
I like that one in the green, like the green one.
Yeah, the green. Yeah, it'll come like there's a blue one, the green one, and the cherry one. I'm throwing the cherry one away.
The yellow Carmex.
Okay,
that's the heavy duty stuff, man.
I used to rub Vaseline on my face. I get chapped lips all the time, and my dad would tell me my face looked like a bear's ass.
What?
Why a bear's ass?
Your dad seems like a really great guy, man.
He is.
Why a bear's ass?
I don't know. That's just what he said. So look at that. You keep smearing all that petroleum jelly on your face. You look like a bear's ass.
It's supposed to be good for your skin. It locks in all the moisture.
Licking my lips so much. Oh, God. Yeah, there's nothing worse than that. You got to get something that feels comfortable on your lips, right? You need to keep your lips soft, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, soft lips.
They sink ships. Don't talk about
it. That's loose lips.
We ain't having that conversation, okay. You and me.
They look so
of course, encore and a Black History Moment at 9:45.
They look very welcoming.
But on the other side, Jeremy's going to un-gay in your daily life.
You have welcoming lips. All right, last night, finally off the schneid, I went 4-1. I'll tell you the big hits. We talked about the big upset of Villanova over St. John's. They won outright. Got dicey in the end. We have NBA tonight in college hoops. Maryland's in action. I have a play on their game. I'll tell you what I like when we come back right here on The Fan.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
On the dribble, down to 15 seconds to go. Poplar trying to turn the corner. Poplar down the lane, kicks it to Brickus. Back to Perkins. Right wing three, he's got it. With 8.7 seconds to go, Villanova takes the lead. 73-71 on a clutch jumper.
There you go. That's the finality of that game where we talked about it. Said it was a trouble spot for St. John's in their win streak. They went to Villanova. Villanova led throughout most of the game. Close game. Back and forth. Lots of action. And it just kind of came down to it. Like, at the end, I got really upset because Villanova went up four and got the ball with under like 2 minutes. And then my wife called me into the kitchen for something. So I went into the kitchen to help out. And when I came back, I was like, what was I? Oh, the game. And I was like, what's the score? And I went back and checked what happened and saw that they won on the buzzer beater. So I actually missed the very end of the game.
It won with like, it was more like 3 or 4 seconds left.
But you always, like with a 2.5 point spread, you always worry about the fouling stuff. So if he misses that shot and he fouls, then all of a sudden you're going, they're going to the free throw line and now I need something to happen, you know? So
Eric Dixon was held in check in the first half, and he scored in like a flurry, like 12 points in like seeming like 3 or 4 minutes.
That kid can ball.
Yeah.
So it was a good game. That was my top play we hit. As I said, I went 4-1 last night. Hit with Missouri. They handled business against Oklahoma. We talked about that yesterday. The Clippers controlled the pace last night and won over Memphis. And the Wizards and Pacers went over the total. Look, I say this all the time. There's always a lot of luck in gambling, no matter what anyone tells you. It went to overtime, so I got lucky in that game. But, by God, I will take that luck for some of the losses I've had over the past week. That Houston game where someone made a layup at the buzzer that meant nothing. Broke my heart as it went over by a half a point, and it looked like it was going under the entire time. Seeing losing by the hook. I mean, the hook will bring you back. Games where you have that half point and it goes your favor, you're all happy.
Right.
You don't remember them as much as you remember the ones you lose by a half a point. Because, I don't know, maybe it's just me, the losses loom larger. And my one loss last night in the top five was the Iowa Rutgers over. What a pisser, because They had a lull in that game for like 3.5 minutes where they didn't score. And that's the difference in winning that game and losing it. I'm not saying you can't have a, you know, kind of a slow stretch where you make a couple baskets. You just can't have that.
Right.
And once Iowa got up, it kind of changed at the end and you knew what was going to happen. So 4-1 of my top plays. Where do we go today? Let's talk about it. Let's go to the NBA. As the NBA is going into the All-Star break, here are my favorite plays.
Is this the last night?
Last night, yep. I like the Thunder and the Wolves to go under 221.5. Two of the better defensive teams, ranked very high efficiency wise, and I like this one to go under the 221.5. I like Sacramento and New Orleans conversely to go over 235.5. Why is that? Neither one of them played defense, like zero. Neither has a rim protector. I love Domantas Sabonis. Ain't nobody scared of going to the cup with Sabonis underneath. You can finish there, and the same thing applies on the other side when you're looking at this Minnesota team. People talk about Rudy Gobert. I'm sorry. People talk about New Orleans. They had Missy, however you pronounce it, who's a little banged up. Zion will be there, but nobody's scared to attack the basket with Zion. So I think you're going to get a lot of points in the paint tonight. Two of my favorite plays, including my top play. My top play tonight is the Heat and the Mavericks to go over the 221.5. The Mavericks are all banged up. They got no centers. They got no centers. They're waiting for Derek Lively to come back. Daniel Gafford messed up his knee in the last game.
Nobody healthy taller than 6'8".
Anthony Davis is hurt. Bam Adebayo and Khalil Ware are going to eat tonight. But the difference is, I think the Mavs control the pace of this game, and I think Kyrie pushes. If you don't want to get in half-court sets because you don't have a, you know, maybe you're taking more twos and going inside. I don't see it happening. I think you're going to see a lot of the ball going inside and kick back out to some of the shooters like Hero and Jaquez. I like this game to go over the total. It's my favorite play tonight. And I talked about this one, too. The Rockets -6.5 against the Warriors. Everybody's riding the Warriors. There was a big article today how Steph has found his light and his love since Jimmy came there. And he's turned it back on, and they're excited. And they're right. The Warriors are pretty good. But they're not good enough. The Rockets, the Warriors don't have an answer for Sengun. They don't have an answer for Amen Thompson. Sengun is going to frustrate the hell out of Draymond. It wouldn't surprise me to see him get a flagrant or a tech tonight in those types of games where he has to guard some of these bigger guys that are so fluid around the basket. I like the Rockets tonight. And again, if you haven't seen Amen Thompson, watch it. I think Amen. They win by a touchdown or more than a touchdown. On to college hoops. I'll tell you my favorite plays in a second. I like New Mexico State +3.5. I like Pepperdine and South Dakota to go over the 151.5. A lot of high-scoring games with Pepperdine. But my top three plays here to go along with the Rockets and the Heat over are Old Dominion over the 150.5. They're playing Georgia State. I like Delaware plus the 7.5. I talked about this yesterday with Pat Scarry when we had him on. You're playing this team in two weeks in between, right? So familiarity there. You beat them by double digits on their home floor. Someone please tell me why the line's going in the wrong direction in this game. I feel like Towson wins, but I think this is probably one of those games that comes down to the wire. A few fouls at the end, and Delaware covers. So I really like them in this spot. And the other one for Maryland, Nebraska. I know Maryland scored a ton of points. I know they can get after it. But I like the under here at 147.5. It's a boring-ass place to go. It's
Nebraska's
cold there.
Favorite in this game.
Nebraska is favored by 1.5. I think Maryland's capable of pulling off, if you want to call it a minor upset. But don't forget, Maryland is a top 20 team in offensive efficiency. They're also a top 20 team in defensive efficiency. And that's why when you're seeing a lot of these articles that are out there that say, these are the eight teams that fit into the Ken Palms. These are the eight teams that could win the national championship, according to Ken Palm. Maryland's been in it since they made that little run on the road. Okay. You've seen them in the top 20 in both sides of it. So I do like that game to go under. Just to recap real quick, my top plays, Delaware plus the points, Maryland under, Old Dominion over, the Rockets, and my favorite play is the Heat and Dallas to go over the total. There you go.
So Paul George had 2 points in 37 minutes last night.
Did you hear their coach try to defend him?
No. How do you defend
Nurse? He came out and he said, well, he was getting double teamed a lot, and he did a lot on the defensive end and rebounded well. And I'm like, you ain't paying somebody $35 million to do well on the other end. Put the ball in the bucket. You can't have a 2-point game if you're a superstar.
In 37 minutes, he scored 2 points. Was it a field goal?
Yeah.
What are 2 free throws?
He almost pulled what we call in the industry a Tony Snell. That's 37 minutes with zeros across the board. You didn't rebound. You didn't get an assist. Your ass just ran cardio up and down the floor.
Was he Celtics?
He bounced around the league. He played with the Bucks for a long period of time.
Who did he do that with, though?
The Bucks. So you might be thinking of the green jerseys, but like, yeah, they called it. Somebody else just did that recently, too.
Tony Snell.
We called it a Tony Snell in the daily fantasy industry. It's like, man.
37 minutes.
Because.
Nothing.
You know who else has done that? PJ Tucker has done it a couple times. But you pay that guy to lock down the best player on the other team. He's not playing anymore, really. He's just getting passed on from team to team.
37 minutes of nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You should keep your ass on the sideline and ride that bike. Get the same amount out of you.
That's stealing money.
Yeah. Nothing. Not a turnover. Not an assist. It's like, did he touch the ball?
Not a foul. Not a...
nothing. Zero. Across the board. Man.
Boy. That's hard to do.
Yeah. It is. I mean, we sometimes laugh about some of the things that happen in sports where you're going, man, it's going bad for them. You're like, it's hard to be that bad.
You know how I feel about Paul George. I think he's a fraud. I always did think he was a fraud.
Man, that's
one of the biggest frauds around, man.
That's one of the worst trades in NBA history now, where I don't think you could have made that statement when they moved SGA and Paul George was teaming up with Kawhi and this was going to be, they're going to lock down. No.
Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Also, our Black History Moment on the Fan.
Speaking of buttery, flaky layers,
let me
talk about these cupcakes.
No, man.
This is disgusting, guys.
This is disgusting.
An ex-teacher accused of serving semen-laced cupcakes has been sentenced to 41 years in prison. This happened in Louisiana.
Time out. She got 41 years?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you think she used the Dick and Hines recipe or Betty Crocker? Which one was she using? No?
The erection results are in.
It's disgusting, man. A disgraced...
I don't normally get caught off guard. I got caught off guard.
Anyway, on Monday, or this happened, Perkins accepted a plea. The plea deal was 41 years? Jesus. And pleaded guilty to second-degree rape, production of child pornography, and conspiracy of mingling harmful substances. It is so ridiculous nowadays with bringing anything to school that you have to, it has to be store-bought, that you can't even bake it at home for a lot of these things because of ingredients in it and kids having celiacs, kids being allergic, excuse me, to this or that.
How they find out that it had semen in it?
I mean, what makes somebody do that?
What happens to make you do that?
What if it made the cupcakes, like, fluffier?
No.
Like adding an extra egg makes them more.
No.
Okay. I'm just checking.
No, don't check.
All right. don't check. Do you like cupcakes?
Not now. Not right now. And that's the encore for the day. Man, that's the most disgusting world of stupid you've ever done.
Out of pocket.
Way out of pocket. What the? Come on, man. And she said her husband, who was a deputy,
yeah,
was the contributor.
Yeah, and if you want to see the story, I retweeted it at JCon Sports. Pretty nasty.
I didn't read it. I sent it to you.
Yeah, you brought it up.
But I didn't read it.
And
I figured you would.
No, because like sometimes when you get stories like that, they're fake. And so like I Googled it right away when you said it. And I'm like, oop, this one's real. This actually happened. Because people will send you, you've seen the ones where it's like a goofy mugshot of somebody, their eyes are pointing in different directions. Right. Like, this guy stole 6 fish and attacked 2. Like, they make up something that's kind of crazy. We see that all the time, but with this.
It was legit.
Mm-hmm.
Now time for our Black History Moment. Althea Gibson is who I'm going to tell you about today, boys and girls. She was an American tennis player and professional golfer as well. And one of the first black athletes to cross the color line of international tennis. In 1956, she became the first black woman to win a Grand Slam event, the French Open. The following year, she won both Wimbledon and the U.S. Nationals, which later became U.S. Open. Then won both again in 1958 and was voted Female Athlete of the Year by the Associated Press in both years. In all, she won 11 Grand Slam titles, 5 singles, 5 doubles, and 1 mixed double title. She is one of the greatest athletes who ever lived, according to Bob Rowland, a contemporary and former coach of Venus and Serena Williams. At a time when racism and prejudice were widespread in sport and society, Gibson was often compared to Jackie Robinson. Her road to success was a challenging one, said Billie Jean King, but I never saw her back down. Ladies and gentlemen, Althea Gibson. Phenomenal, man.
Yep.
11 Grand Slam titles, 5 singles, 5 doubles, and a mixed.
It's impressive.
Very impressive. I found out about her, I think I was in middle school when I first found out about her. But she doesn't get talked about too much like Arthur Ashe and some of the others.
Yeah.
She was like the original, man. She like...
Yeah, and I mean, the Arthur Ashe...
Color barrier.
Yeah, the Arthur Ashe story, though. I mean, the sad ending of it and all the things that transpired. And you look at tennis, too. I mean, some great accomplishments there in what she did. And you're talking about different sports, too, not just one.
She did golf as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today is National Cheddar Day. No, not cheddar isn't making money, but actual cheddar. You like cheddar cheese?
I like cheddar cheese. I like white cheddar. Sharp. Yeah.
I like yellow cheddar. You like cheddar cheese, Joe?
White.
Smoked cheddar.
Smoked cheddar. All right. Now, it's also National Tortellini Day. Probably one of my least favorite pastas.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
It's kind of doughy.
I mean, it's just...
It's hard.
Raviolis and tortellini.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I'm not a fan.
I think if you had one, you've had them all, is what it feels like.
And today is also National Galentine's Day, and I do up doing my survey, and I did a survey to see who was participated in it, because I wanted to know whether this was like one of them
white holidays.
Yeah.
White holidays. Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
Galentine's Day.
And for the most part.
Yep.
Yeah. Galentine's Day. You go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. My wife threatened to divorce me when I said I was going to give our daughter a silly name, so I called her Bluff. It's an oldie but a goodie. Told my wife last night that my Olympic condoms have arrived. I think I'll wear gold tonight. She said, why not wear silver and come in second for a change?
Like that. Like that.
The Beach
Just
Boy-
don't go to the cupcakes.
The Beach Boys walked into a bar. Round? Round? Get around? Yeah, I'll get around. That's the joke. That's stupid. A genie granted me one wish, so I wish to be happy. Now I live with six dwarves and work in a mine.
Silver condom.
My wife said to me, our neighbor always kisses his wife when he goes to work. Why don't you do that? I said, how can I? I don't even know her. Here, if someone gave you $1,000 because you were ugly, would you take the money? I said, absolutely not. I'm stupid, not ugly. what do you mean you invented a pencil with an eraser on both ends? There's no point. Why shouldn't a dentist marry a manicurist? Because they'll fight tooth and nail. And lastly, a Mexican guy pushed his wife off the cliff. When he was asked why he did it, he said, tequila. Tequila.
Oh, boy. Get a silver medal. Silver condom, so you come in second.
Nope. Always the Olympics.
Oh, boy. I don't know. If we really have a good night, I get a bronze.
Whoa. Hey, now.
Whoa. So, Jeremy, one game you got to watch tonight. Must-see game of the night.
I mean, it's got to be Maryland. They're one of two, I think, two ranked teams playing tonight, and it should be a close spread. In the NBA, for me, it would be that Rockets game against the Warriors, but those are the two.
Man, I'm finally getting back on the court today. My girls are, at least. Played Monday, snowed out Tuesday. We don't do anything on Wednesday, so finally getting back on the floor tonight.
You know, I was trying to come up with
and a... And our game Saturday may be snowed out. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, that sucks, man. I tried to come up with a carpentry pun that would work.
I got rid of the sound effect.
I thought I nailed it, but nobody saw it. No? Layers? Okay, great. Grand, wonderful.
Yeah, you know, you ended on a high note initially, and then you fizzled out. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Thursday.